It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Hey everybody, it's me again, Adam Bash. I'm coming in with a little bit of hope, a little bit of, optimism for October 1st. I mean, it's kind of the bad news bears of this day is history at this point, right? It's like they're scrappy, you know, they got heart. You just want them to win. But man, they just keep coming up against powerhouse after powerhouse. And here we know, you know, we're going to find out today, October 4th. We're going to see, you know, I said yesterday, you know, I had friends born on October 3rd. I also have a friend born on October 4th, and that's my friend Bajaya. She was on a podcast with me called Brute Force. It's another podcast I do. I do a lot of podcasts. This may be the only podcast you know me from because it's my most popular podcast, obviously. But, you know, I do a few other ones, including Brute Force. Bajaya was on there with me. She's also on a Monster Hearts podcast. That's pretty cool. I think it's getting a name change. I don't remember what the name is changing to. But anyway, that's a good thing. And then now she's apparently going to be part of a river dance podcast is what I've heard. Which is, it's crazy. It's exciting. I mean, good for Michael Flatley for staying relevant this long. But yeah, I'm excited to hear that. I guess, I don't know, river dancing seems like a very visual medium, you know, like you really have to watch that. But hey, you know, more power to her. If she's into it, I'm into it, you know, that's great. So it's another hard-fought day, you know. I would hate for my friend to be unmade, which is what's going to happen. It's going to happen to some group of people. One out of 365 days is going to have to get unmade. And this is just the curse/power that I have been cursed/powered by. And we're going to see what happens, okay? We're going to run through. Again, you know him, you love him. Here's the crew from October 1st. In number three, Zach Galifianakis. Number two, Walter Matthau. And number one, Julie Andrews. That's a pretty good slate of people. I can't believe they're still here. I can't believe they lost time after time. You know, but here we are. We're looking at October 4th. And first, I'm going to roll out a handful of honorable mentions. All right, I'm looking at it. And you know what? Honestly, there's a good little list. Okay. I'm on a page two, and there's not as much on page two. So we're going to go back to, you know what? No, I'm going to go page three. What is on page three for me? I shouldn't have done that. There's nothing even here. Okay, so it's all page one stuff, but that's okay. You know, some days are good based on just page one. That's fine. Apparently, there's somebody by the name of Ashley Banjo, born on October 4th. And I don't know who Ashley Banjo is, but that's just amazing. Okay, anyway, let's get a few of these names out here. We've got some writers here that are actually pretty good. I think one of these writers might make it up into the top three. But let's just throw some names out there. Russell Simmons, October 4th. Liev Schreiber, October 4th. Okay, well, I mean, pretty heavy. Alicia Silverstone, October 4th. Anne Rice, that's one of our writers, October 4th. Dakota Johnson, October 4th. Christoph Waltz, otherwise known as Quentin Tarantino's favorite German. Okay. Christoph Waltz. I feel like I nailed that. Buster Keaton, also born on October 4th. So yeah, that's a pretty heavy slate. I'm going to throw one more at you. Rachel Lee Cook. You forgot about Rachel Lee Cook, but she was also born on October 4th. All right, let's get into it. 3, 2, 1, here we go. Number three, Charlton Heston. Now, ignore what you may think about Charlton's views on firearm safety and regulation, okay? You got to take the politics out of it. You just have to look at somebody based on their contributions to pop culture. And honestly, without Charlton Heston, Planet of the Apes probably wouldn't be nearly as big. I mean, could they have got somebody else to be that role in Planet of the Apes, the first one? Sure. You know, but when he gives that impassioned plea about those maniacs that blew it up, man, who else could have said that? Who else could have said, "Get your hands off me, you damn dirty ape," or something like that of that nature? I don't know. It's been a long time since I've seen the original Planet of the Apes. I don't remember the actual line. Something of that nature, okay? That'd be a big loss, I guess, to movies. Nah, it really wouldn't be. I don't know. It wouldn't be the end of the world. Somebody would make a monkey movie, right? Okay, let's move on. Number two, Isaac Asimov. There we go. There's our other writer. Isaac Asimov, number two. Isaac Asimov is pretty influential on me for obvious reasons. I do another podcast that is a sci-fi type podcast, and you can't really get involved in sci-fi without having at least a working knowledge of Isaac Asimov's stuff, especially if you write a podcast about AIs and then you have to start talking about that kind of stuff. And man, he basically wrote the rules for robots, right? So that's important stuff. I think that would be a pretty big loss. That would be such a big loss that I kind of feel bad I didn't make him number one, because I think Isaac Asimov's loss would be probably bigger on culture as a whole than my number one. But anyway, we'll move on. Number one, Susan Sarandon. Okay. Susan Sarandon is an exquisite actress. I'm a big fan of her roles in Dead Man Walking. And of course, you cannot forget Thelma and Louise. And boy, you know, she's just good in everything. And I don't know what it is about Susan Sarandon, because I don't like her I don't like her characters, I should say. I fundamentally dislike the majority of Susan Sarandon's characters. But that doesn't even matter, because I like Susan Sarandon as a performer. You know, would the Rocky Horror Picture Show have been as good without Susan Sarandon? No. Now, and I said the same thing about Meatloaf, and I said, well, would the Rocky Horror Picture Show have been as good without Meatloaf? And I said, no. But this is Susan Sarandon, even more influential than Meatloaf. Come on. Okay. So yeah, big name. A few big names here. And so let's go toe to toe. Okay. Let's do it. Toe to toe. 3, 2, 1. Looking at the threes, if I had to compare Zach Galifianakis with Charlton Heston, I'm gonna give this one to Zach, honestly, because of that lovability, that lovable factor. You know, I'm gonna give it to Zach. Zach Galifianakis, you're good. Charlton Heston, sorry, bud. Sorry, bud. Okay, number twos, Walter Matthau and Isaac Asimov. Yeah, sorry, Walt. Isaac Asimov has this hands down, and honestly, I'm feeling real bad right now that I didn't move him in the number one spot. But hey, maybe it's enough to buoy. All right, looking at ones, Susan Sarandon versus Julie Andrews. Well, Mary Poppins versus Janet Weiss. Mm-hmm. That's tough. It's pretty close, honestly. I'm going to give the nod to Susan Sarandon. Ah, I'm surprised. But there it is. So, I mean, hey, handled it without even needing the help of Isaac Asimov. That's impressive. Good job, Susan Sarandon. And so that's it. That's a 3-2-1 for today. They win October 4th. You carry on ahead. Man, October 1st. Still sitting here, still in that same spot. Cannot pull ahead. Cannot just overcome. These days have been pretty filled up with just successful pop culture icons. And I don't know. I'm surprised. Maybe I'm just not a big enough fan of Julie Andrews' work. Maybe that's the problem. But I do appreciate her. God, Sound of Music, come on. So I don't know. The levy has got to break at some point, correct? Like there's got to be a point where October 1st gets their due desserts, you know, and it's got to be coming soon. I'm surprised we're still here, but we are still here. October 1st, you're still on the old chopping block. So sorry you're here. But you know, maybe it'll all change tomorrow. I'm gonna look forward to it. Tomorrow, join me here on This Day is History. It'll be a wonderful day. We're going to be talking about more celebrities and their birthdays. And so don't miss it. I guarantee you it will be, it'll be a lot like this one and every other one that I've ever done. So see you then. Stay fresh.
Happy birthday.